This is Fernando Perez Villar. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. for Espacio Latino for a great Latin music and information about the Latin culture here in the South Louisiana.
That's Espacio Latino coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by the Blue Moon Saloon and Guest House, which hosts a Cajun Jam on Wednesday and live music shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Located in downtown Lafayette, the Blue Moon Guest House offers travelers both shared and private rooms, as well as a unique lodging and entertainment experience. The saloon is available for holiday, birthday, and corporate events on the web at bluemoonpresents.com.
What a day, what a day. We started out this morning with David Dye interviewing John Lydon, Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols and PIL. And in this hour, we're going to have a live in-studio performance by Imagine I Am. Really looking forward to that. Hang on to your hats, batten down the hatches, because Imagine I Am are in studio. Also today, the Flaming Lips will be attempting to make that Guinness World Record of 8 concerts, 8 cities in 24 hours. They'll be performing in Baton Rouge this afternoon with Givers. We're going to be hearing music by Givers. And also listen to Jonty, the Aussie artist, who will also be performing with Givers when they open up for Godier later on this year in New Orleans. But let's start off with the new album by the Flaming Lips. From the Flaming Lips and Hedy Fwens, this is Supermoon Made Me Wanna.
Thank you. Civil authorities have issued a required weekly test for all of Alabama, all of Arkansas, all of Iowa, all of Illinois, all of Kansas, all of Louisiana, all of Minnesota, all of Missouri, all of Mississippi, all of North Dakota, all of Nebraska, all of Oklahoma, all of South Dakota, all of Tennessee, all of Texas, and all of Wisconsin beginning at 12:05 p.m. and ending at 1:05 p.m., KRVS. Test message e pause open cap EAS feed configuration test message.
Self-defense. Oh, I know better.
Sounds of Jaunty, or maybe he's a Yaunty. Hornet's Nest, the opening track to Twirly Gig, the new album by Jaunty. The Aussie artist will be performing along with Gaudier and Givers at Lakefront Arena in New Orleans a little bit in about another 2 or 3 months. Before that, we heard from Givers doing Up, 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 their big hit from In Light, and Givers will be performing with the Flaming Lips, opening up for the Flaming Lips this afternoon at the Varsity in Baton Rouge. The doors open at, 12:45, and Givers take the stage at 1:45. The Flaming Lips trying to make that Guinness World Record number of performances, 8 performances, 8 cities in 24 hours. We heard a track from their new album, The Flaming Lips, and Hedy Fwins, here on The Caravan. Weather for the listening area, isolated showers and thunderstorms, a slight possibility, about a 20% chance with all the humidity coming in, a high today of about 96 degrees, heat index at about 103. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 75. On Friday, another sunny day with a high of 95. Currently, there are a few clouds. It's 88 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, Casa Azul Gifts in Grand Coteau will host a poetry reading by Renee Hilton Taylor, followed by a musical performance by Lance Boston. Renee Hilton Taylor lives in Sunset and is a fine writer, and Lance Boston, a great local musician, will be performing later as well. For more information, you can call Patrice Melnick at 337-662-1032 for more information. The Acadian Wind Symphony, under the direction of Gerald Gilbo, will present their Freak Summer Concert this Saturday, June 30th at 7:30 p.m. in the Ducray Guilfrey Auditorium of Augel Hall. A 60-member symphonic wind ensemble performing this free concert. Again, that's June 30th. It's free and open to the public, 7:30 p.m. And don't forget, on 4th of July, next Wednesday, Red, White, and Boom, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and Conservatory of Music will present a great lineup of performances throughout Park International, Park Sans Souci, and Park Putnam. Marsha Ball is one of the performers that will be performing over at Park International. That's 4th of July. A $5 admission gets you into all three parks. That begins at 5 o'clock and will go until 10 p.m. with a big fireworks display. That's 4th of July, downtown Lafayette. It's 14 minutes past the hour. About 2 or 3 years ago at the Geronimo Music Festival, I had the great pleasure of witnessing a live act from right here in Lafayette that I never heard of. They were called Imagine I Am, and they blended so many sources, going back to the no-wave movement of the late 70s in New York, along with contemporary dance music and just plain sounds from outer space and regions unknown. They'll be performing this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon. They have a new EP. I believe it's their third EP, and we've got them in studio. So will you welcome Imagine I Am.
On the way to the top.
With me, come just let me know. Tell me
if you ever wanna get a bone, hit a moan. Tell me if you wanna get a bone. Tell me if you wanna get up on the ring or how. Get a bone, get a bone, no, no, no.
Get a ball up in my pillow.
Fill around, fill around, fill around. Come on, let me fill around. Come on, let me hit it home. Come on, let me hit it like that.
Thank you.
It's the first EP as a band. So I released something a couple years ago solo, you know, maybe 5 years actually. It's the first EP as a band.
So is that how long the group has been in existence? Not 5 years, has it?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
Maybe.
Three and a half.
Yeah, that was about, I think I ran into you guys for the first time probably 2 or 3 years ago. But anyway, Chad, I don't know what to say about this sound, man. What was the inspiration? Because this sounds so much like so many things, but yet like nothing I've heard before. where did this start off? You were doing, what was the first kind of stuff you were doing? Maybe something more on the hip-hop line, or what was your influences?
Maybe. I can, other than really say, So What Source pretty much is the influence.
So what is that?
So What Source.
So What Source.
That's about the best I could put it.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. See, I didn't really know where it comes from. It just comes. I've never had a lesson, you know. I just kind of do whatever. I sing all the little parts, just scat it out, and that's what comes out.
So you basically have been recording EPs. A couple of them. I've been playing over the past couple of years here on the caravan. So this is the first one that you called a first official release, even though it's still just another.
Well, for the band, like, it's so different with the band, because the band is playing the instruments and interpreting my parts. So it's different than when I'm singing all the parts. So as a band, we can perform it live. So, you know.
Well, I don't know what are any of these mics on?
Can you hear me?
Can you use Carolyn's?
Okay, I'll use Carolyn's.
Be on the radio.
Yes, it's live radio. Hi, everyone. Cecil Doyle here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. So anyway, we're talking to Chad and the guys. Where did your collaboration with Carolyn begin? Carolyn, now you're supposedly, from with the press, if I believe the press, a classically trained pianist.
Yes.
How did you hook up with these guys?
Let's see. Well, I guess I was hanging out at Artmosphere,
And Chad would be always hanging out with Tiffany and Taylor from Givers, like maybe 5 years ago. And I like always just wanted to hang out with them because they were the coolest people that, you know, were around. So I started hanging out with them, and Chad brought a piano over to my house and asked me to, you know, be in his band, and told me that he wasn't trying to be my boyfriend or marry me, but that wasn't true.
It was a trick.
We're married now. But yeah, and so we just started trying things out, and it just blossomed into something really awesome, because what he lacks in being able to play an instrument, that's where I'm good, and then what I lack in being able to come up with stuff, that's what he's all about.
Well, so how do these songs form? Now, they're pretty complex. I mean, your typical song will run from, it seems to change every few seconds at times. Do these arrangements, I think I asked you guys this when you were in the studio a couple of months ago, are all of these tunes sort of arranged in advance, or do they come out of improvisations while you're rehearsing, or how does an average Imagine I Am song come into light?
See, I just start the song singing and recording drums. I sing the bass line like down, but the boom, 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 bam, you know, and I add a piano on top of that, clang, la ding, da da ding, 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 and just ideas of what the band could play. I record like maybe four parts, just let that part just keep going into the next part. Then I let the band hear it, and they replace my vocals with instruments, and then I take that and then I arrange it into a song. Like sometimes, you know, it needs a little verse and a little hook, and you go back and arrange it like songs, like you hear, or just let it go.
You hear me?
Sometimes when we begin to play the song as a band, we'll make changes on how long a part is, or you know, repeat a certain thing, but for the most part the song's pretty well laid out when we first hear it, the rest of us.
Now the new EP has how many songs on it?
Five
songs. And where did you record it?
We recorded it at Dockside Studio.
Wow.
In Milton.
Wow. How long did you have to work there?
We were only there for 3 days, so we were working our butts off.
All day long, every day?
All day and night.
Wow.
All night, really, actually, sleep during the day.
So give us the title. What's the name of this new? Does it have a title?
It's just self-titled.
It's just Imagine I Am.
Yeah.
So we're hearing, what was the name of this tune we heard just a couple of minutes ago?
That was Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
And that's on the new EP, I imagine. So you guys will be performing this weekend. We've got the CD release party at the Blue Moon Saloon. Tell us the details on that.
Saturday night. Yale Wolf is playing, Dangerous D's band. And When the Word Was Sound will be playing also.
That's a great group out of Lake Charles, right? I think I play their stuff as well.
Nice,
yeah. So anyway,
I'm real excited to see Dane's band. I'm a huge fan of Dane, and he's one of my favorite buddies, and I just love him so much. I'm really excited he has a band now. And but yeah, we play. It's $7 to get in, and you know, this Saturday at the Blue Moon.
Well, we're going to let you play a few more songs from this new EP right now as I get out the way. We're going to listen to some great music. Again, we're listening to the sounds of Imagine I Am from right here in Lafayette. Their big release is coming up this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon. So we're going to listen to a couple of tunes from the new EP. Again, this is Imagine I Am.
Die.
This song's called This Song. This song's called Zyda. Is everybody ready?
Thank you.
Imagine I am here in Cypress Lake Studios in KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. We're listening to the group Imagine I Am. Their EP is out, and they'll be pushing it on this coming Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon. And Chad, let me get you to introduce the rest of the guys in the group. Who are these folks?
These. This guy here is Dallas Griffith.
Now Dallas is playing. Dallas is what you're playing. You're switching instruments, aren't you? You're going from guitar to.
I do guitar, percussion, and some bells.
Now you've got a bass whammy. Drum. You've got a bass drum here on its side. I like the legs. did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, Chad and I went to Home Depot one day and figured a good way to mount that up, and it's worked.
It's right there about chest level, and yeah. and what's the purpose of the 2x4 across?
That's my plank. That's my hidden plank.
It's a plank, okay. Yeah. And we all need a plank to hang on to for sure.
That's it.
In this ocean of life that we're drifting through. Who else? We're next on bass. We have,
Ian.
Hello.
Ian, so when did you become part of this group? Were you here from its inception, or did you come in later?
I saw him, I think the first time I saw him was probably the first time you saw him at Geronimo.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of just stumbled into the tent not knowing they were playing. And, like maybe a year and a half later, something like that, I talked to Chad and I ended up coming in.
And now you've been involved in other groups before that. Mm-hmm. What groups were you in?
I had a few groups. Pharmacist Always on Duty, Us Over Water, and White Horse Tabernacle.
I mentioned every probably gig that all of those bands played here on the calendar probably through the years, so definitely recognize that. And on the big drum kit back there.
Bryson Gaddis.
Bryson.
Hello.
Now, no, you weren't. Were you in the band from the beginning?
No.
Because I thought I saw you the first time I saw them.
Okay, I was.
You were. I didn't see you.
Yeah, there's been different setups of the band, and you know, songs were there when I came, so.
And you've been a member of several groups throughout the last decade here in Lafayette. So
a few groups.
So how's it going? Any plans to take this on the road, man, to maybe publicize it other than here in the Lafayette area?
Well, we're ready to. We're playing in Austin next month, in Baton Rouge, and I guess New Orleans.
Lake Charles.
But yeah, we're ready to go wherever. We went to Toronto about 6 months ago with the Givers, and you know, we could do that again.
Yeah, how did that go? You opening for Givers?
Yeah, we were the first of three. We did it. Yeah.
So what's been the reaction to the group so far? Anybody like scratching their heads or jumping or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I guess you're going to scratching. You want to talk?
Yeah. I remember like for the first year and a half we would play, almost 2 years. I mean, we would not get a reaction because people did not know what to think. And I mean, it just recently got, you know, kind of more understood, not even understood, but just people started wanting to come to our shows because, you know, I guess they like it. At first it's like, I don't know if I like it, you know, and is this cool? Do the other people like it? Are they?
Get that approval from your constituents, yeah.
But it is, I mean, it's very expansive and it's wide open and, hey, it's up to you if you want to like it or not.
There you go, like it or not.
You're going to like it.
But you're going to like it. I like it a lot.
Maybe
so,
not.
So, I mean, really excited about this new record, and hopefully we're going to see more things coming from this group. I'm sure there is a website, because I was just looking at it earlier. Give us, I guess it's the old imagineiam.com. Is that it?
Yeah.
Simple as that. And it's Imagine with small I's, but, you know, you can put it in all caps. I'm sure it'll pop up on your Google search. So let me get you guys to do one more tune. And once again, we're looking forward to that performance this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon. What are we going to close out with, guys?
This one's called Hoodie. Thank you, Cecil. I have no bother as us.
see. The only difference is the way maybe that everyone, whether to know whether he is, whether if I'm saying so. What's up? Say hi. Excuse me, little lady, little hey, how pretty, yo. I don't have a problem with you wearing your hoodie, cause I get it with the and with that. Can't you see how easy, like that's nothing, Mr. Silly, but really, like I'm having it. Whatever the color of your mother, yeah, I'm talking to you. However you see it, you can step or you can back it on up. Watch out, now I'm kidding. What you see is what you get. Are you hearing this? You hearing this? I have no father as I'm saying. The only difference is how it's bringing me to everyone that is listening. Maybe you is, but maybe you are still here. What you know about how, especially how I'm feeling ill.
Come on.
Imagine I am. Imagine that here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. They have a brand new self-titled EP, and again, they will be performing this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon along with, they will be performing along with When the Word Was Sound and Yale Wolf. Imagine I Am. Check more information about them at imagineiam.com. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. A playlist of this and all other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website. Just head to krvs.org. We have archive podcasts. This one will be on later today. Or you can listen to probably the past couple of weeks of Caravans or any other locally produced show at the website. You can also subscribe to it. It'll be automatically uploaded to your device. So many ways to listen to KRVS nowadays at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Time to look at the Medicine Ball calendar. This evening, well, actually this afternoon, it's Givers, along with Flaming Lips at the Varsity Theater. Doors open at 12:45. Givers take the stage at 1:45. Cigar Box Al will be at Artmosphere. The Backstage Pass Music Jam takes place tonight at Backstage Bar and Grill. Delta Papa will be at the Blue Dog. The Malfactors at the Blue Moon. David Egan plays Charlie G's tonight. Martha's Trouble returns to town after 7 years of being away. They are good friends of ours here on the Caravan. Martha's Trouble play at Cité des Arts this evening. Steer Crooked will be at Cowboys, and it's the Zigzag Wanderers in the Pits at the Wild Salmon. You can catch another performance of Martha's Trouble on Friday evening at Nunu's over in Arneville. Also Friday night, it's Makers Reel, the Specklers, and Tortue at Artmosphere. The Viatones and the Mercy Brothers team up at the Blue Moon. Brandon LaDay and Creole Touch at Grand Street Dance Hall. The Wayne Blues Burns Band play The Shed Friday night. And it's Dax Riggs, Finding Reason and Nobody Panic at the Wild Salmon. On Saturday, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole at Artmosphere. Louisiana Red plays the Atchafalaya Club in Henderson. Destination Sanity at The Bar. Scott Allen Stagg will be at the Blue Dog. Imagine I Am, When the Word Was Sound, and Yale Wolf at the Blue Moon. Jarrett Lane will be at Cowboys on Saturday. Chris Emel and Outbound at Lakeview Park in Eunice. And it's the Blue-Eyed Doll at Wild Salmon. On Sunday, Gino Delafosse plays Whiskey River Landing. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtail Playboys play Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville's Performance Center. And on TV, it's Off the Wall with Jacob and Paul. Their guest this week is Julie Williams. It's live at 4:30 p.m. on Acadiana Open Channel, AOC. Stay tuned to KRVS coming up at 12 noon today. It's an hour of old gold. And at 1 o'clock, it's Local Produce with Joanna Devine. Going back to 1978 with the Silicon Teens and the Red River Rock from their album, Music for Parties. Have music from the Raincoats going back to 1981 in just a few minutes, as well as X-Ray Specs. But first up, from Six Demon Bag, this is Man Man.
Oh, Do I measure up to your expectations? Am I